This is Corey.
This is Patricia. Stay tuned for our upcoming episode.
This is Corey.
This is Patricia.
This is Corey and Patricia talking, and welcome to a new episode of our podcast.
We're talking.
Good evening, everybody. We want to thank you for coming back and joining us for another episode.
Thank the people for coming back. Or you?
Yeah, I was looking at the thing. It looked like it was kind of loud. Get back a little bit. Yeah, so it's been a few months, a month and a half since we've done our last podcast. I've been doing a little thing we started called Corey and Patricia Shorts, where I just give a little news. I have two of those released. So, you know, we back for another episode of our podcast.
Yeah. We're talking.
So what's up, sweetie? How you been doing?
Been doing great. Been doing good, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I know it's been a minute, and this is the Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Today is Black Friday. Today is, what's the day? November 25th. Fifth Black Friday. Don't blow your money, people.
Yeah.
So, how you been doing, baby? What's been going on since the last time we've been on here? A lot of stuff, haven't
we? Yeah.
All right, everybody.
A lot of stuff been going on.
Yeah, yeah. We had the midterm elections.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on in the news. There's still a lot of people losing their life over silly stuff. I guess Russia and Ukraine still at war. You don't hear as much stuff
as
going
much.
On.
Mm-mm,
crypto market is upside down. They're trying to figure out, are we heading for a recession or the economy getting better? Right. Gas prices are still, they're not super high.
Up and down.
But one thing has been high is grocery. Grocery has gone up.
Yeah.
So, like a lot of other stuff. What's been on your mind lately, sweetheart?
Nothing much. Just chilling.
I know.
You?
Nothing. You know, it's been a while since we've been on here. And we're trying to work the kinks out. I tried to make it up so we'll start doing it twice a month, but we have. We just, you know, life comes as you get busy. You just put stuff off.
Yeah.
So I will be doing something called Corey and Patricia Shorts, where I will get on that for a few minutes. Just to, you know, just talk about some quick stuff, like what's going on in the news for the week.
Yeah.
So I got a couple of them already. I just kind of threw it together, so. What's going on? Another holiday. Well, it's Thanksgiving. But, you know, another month from now would be Christmas.
Yeah. It's like right around the corner, so.
Yeah. I'm enjoying this week. I just enjoy the time off. Man, I've been working a lot.
Then New Year's.
Yeah, then New Year's. What do you like about holidays? Just being off?
Just being off and, you know, relaxing, cleaning up your house and stuff.
So. Yeah, okay, yeah. What's been going on in the news? Been a lot. Like I said, the midterms.
A lot's been going on, yeah.
Excuse me, the midterms. Trump announced he probably be running again. Excuse me. Yeah, in the midterms, it looks like the Democrats got slight control of the Senate, and Republicans will have a small, slight control of the House, a small lead in the House.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's still a runoff down in Georgia, but a Senator Warnock and Herschel Walker. I think Democrats already got 50 seats, and they got Senator Vice President Harris as the tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
So they win down in Georgia, they just got an extra vote to play with. It doesn't look like the Republicans will control the House, so they're going to be bringing up a lot of investigations into Biden and his son.
Oh, yeah.
With that laptop. His son looking crazy.
I know he is.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, catch up with you.
We had a lot of things happen in entertainment. We had a couple of rappers get, since we last went on the podcast, lose their life.
Yeah.
We got the thing in the news with the young lady down in Mexico.
Yeah. Shaquilla Robinson.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff going on, man.
The Walmart incident.
Oh, yeah. We had some shootings with the Walmart incident.
Yeah. And
we had the
club.
Oh, yeah. The gay club out in Colorado.
Yeah.
We had a little up in Was it Idaho or was it somewhere with a little college campus? They were living off campus and then they got stabbed. About four or five of them. A guy's girlfriend and a couple of their roommates. I'm guessing that's, let me look that up. What was that at? I'm thinking that's Idaho. Let me look it up to make sure. Especially in the South, in South Carolina, the flu is going around bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a lot of people that's been sick. I've been sick a couple weeks ago. The whole house was sick.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people at work, a lot of people at church getting sick. And I heard it, they say it was spreading pretty good through South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what that.
I didn't hear about that.
The what?
You
the
said
college that, campus, yeah. The stabbing.
Mm-hmm. No, that's something.
Yeah, it was Idaho.
Oh, okay.
It was 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I was found. It looked like it's 3 women and a guy. Stabbed to death.
Wow.
It was Idaho. It was off campus at college. You know, they dorm was like off campus. They had like apartment off of living area off campus, I believe.
Yeah.
You also had the Virginia incident with former football player.
Yeah.
Killed some of his former teammates, 3 mm-hmm. of them. So it's been a lot of crazy stuff going on in the news lately. Of course, the war is still going on. You don't hear much what's going on over there with Russia, Ukraine.
Yeah, only that remains silent.
Yeah.
So, what's going on?
I'm sitting here looking at my notes, trying not to cough again. Man, this cough's been kicking my butt lately. Like, it went away and it just came back on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Excuse me again.
So, yeah.
Hey, go ahead, sweetie.
What's the topic?
The topic for what?
Today? Yeah.
I don't know what we're gonna call our topic.
Late this evening.
We're just jumping around to different things that's been going on since we last been on here.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's some other things going on too. We just, you know, so much has happened. But yeah, locally in South Carolina, we getting rebates are going back out these next several weeks. Well, till about all the way up to March of next year.
Really?
Because people that file late after October will get theirs next year sometime.
Oh, okay.
People before October the 17th will be getting them throughout the. That's if you qualify. So everybody doesn't qualify.
Let's get that in your ears.
Yeah, they finally got the website up, though. If you go to your state, they said go to your state tax, whatever you paid. Go to line 10. They said that on the website. Put that number on line 10 and your social in.
Yeah.
And the max is 800. It's 800 bucks. Some people get less than that. Some people get nothing. Guess it depends what you paid. If you had in the state, it's that liability.
Mm-hmm.
It's your taxes. So that made it clear everybody won't be getting, depending on what you got back, what you paid into it, really.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to talk about it all the time. We were calling it stimulus. But, you know, a lot, because we were seeing all these other states doing it.
Mm-hmm.
First, it was a bunch of these blue states that was doing it.
Yeah.
Now everybody started doing it. Basically, leftover COVID funds. All these states got all this money, got billions of dollars. So they're like, what are we going to do with it?
Right.
So they're giving it back to the citizens. But they didn't give it. Maybe they gave everybody one. It probably would have been maybe $100 or something. Or $50. But, you know, everybody didn't get one.
Right.
So, talking about state refund, taxes around the corner as well.
It is. Right around the corner, y'all.
Yeah, and the market is kind of down right now. Especially the crypto market. A lot of going on in the crypto, too, with the FX collapse. There's a lot of other companies and these other organizations that's tied to FX.
Mm-hmm.
Where the whole market earlier in the year, you had a bunch of things go down. You know, lose money. People lost a lot of money or they got their money locked up, can't get to it. So you got to be careful when you invest, especially in crypto, because it's a volatile market. There's no regulations yet. So you got to do your research. Even if you do your research, you think you're in a good project, you just never know sometimes.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about the gas prices?
It's going down to me, so.
Yeah, that's good.
I think it's I think it's great because it's going down in some parts, like in South Carolina, some of them are higher than others.
Yeah, yeah, that's everywhere. Every
so I'm guessing it's just what? Why is that?
I don't know why. I guess they go local. You know how sometimes, like, the gas station across the street from one, they may drop their price like 3 cents. The other one trying to, you know, max that or if they raise it.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I always thought it was like some type of competition, but I'm guessing it's, I'm thinking it's what the zip code or the area, not the area code, but the zip code, I guess.
Possibly. I'm not sure how that works. I know a lot of people's raises aren't going up, and you know some companies are starting to lay off again.
Yeah,
I said Amazon laying off, Twitter is laying off, some of these other big companies are laying up people off. You know, Amazon used to do a lot of hiring.
Yeah, I was just about to say
it,
that
it may be corporate they laying off though, but you know Amazon. So
I saw that.
Biden said he's going to decide whether he's going to run again. Like, first he said he would.
Oh, Biden.
So, yeah, because he getting ready to turn 80. And I think Trump, what, about 75, 76? He said he's going to run again. Mm-hmm. He might have some Republicans challenge him, so. Oh, they're still running.
I see that. They're running.
Yeah, they say Zillow laid some people off. Of course, Twitter, Meta. Amazon. A lot of Amazon may be in the corporate. Zillow.
Yeah.
Peloton. I guess that's what I'm going to do with the bikes. Snapchat. SoundCloud. Netflix. Carvana. Carvana laid off 2,500 employees. Coinbase, Compass, and Redfin doing math layoffs. DocuSign. Yeah, it's a lot of places laying off now. Maybe they had too many people or certain jobs, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Certain manufacturers not, but, you know. So you never know. I also noticed locally a lot of these stores are closing. A lot of these Dollar Generals and Family Dollars are closing. So you know they like liquor stores. They don't like seem like they're on every corner. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like I was saying last time, this one I used to stop by. I mean, occasionally on my way from work.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have. I mean, they were closed because they basically had a sign that they didn't have enough employees. And we know they've been closing some down, like the one on Punset.
Mm-hmm.
Highway and the one up there on 291. They're kind of close to each other.
Yeah.
They're close. Remember they closed both of them? One over there by Big Lots with the old Balo. They closed that one and they closed the one on over there on coming down 291 by that little pizza. You know that little Mexican truck restaurant we stopped at? We didn't stop there in a while, but coming down 291.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That dollar store. Remember they built it a few years ago?
Yeah.
Not a few years ago, maybe like 7 or 8 years ago. That was kind of in the cut. It was never that busy over there.
Mm-mm.
But they closed down that one and the one over there by Big Lots in the former Balo. That's also going to down. They were kind of close to each other. Family Dollar, they closed that one down.
I just hate they closed Balo.
Yeah, they got bought out by Food Lion. You got these Food Lions now. What do you think about Food Lion?
I don't. I like Aldi's.
Yeah, Aldi's.
Aldi's real reasonable. They have reasonable prices.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Balo closed shop. Sold at some of their places.
Yeah.
Food Lion bought them in. I think Lowe's bought a couple. See, that Lowe's grocery store, I guess it's called something else, but it's really not. I think it's only one or two, and that's local. I think it's one that I can grill somewhere. But I heard it was real nice.
So what'd you think about Harris Teeter?
Yeah, I like Harris Teeter. I've been there a couple times.
I haven't been there yet.
I've been there. It's nice in there. It reminds me of some of those grocery stores up north, like when I was working in Rockford, Illinois. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like a Target. You got a grocery store in Walmart. You can go over there and buy clothes, shoes, electronics. Yeah. You can buy your iPad, and then you can go and get groceries. They kind of, I don't know if they're not quite like that, but.
I'm still
when
waiting.
When I was in Illinois, there was a lot of grocery stores that was like that. I'm sure some of the bigger cities.
I'm still waiting on that Costco card.
Oh, you put out for a Costco card? Okay.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Christmas is here. Ooh.
Almost.
We want to thank y'all for coming to listen to us. And if you get a chance, I haven't said this in a long time, check out our link tree. Or just Google Corey and Patricia Talking. Yeah. Go check out Spotify or Apple, Google Podcasts. Or, you know, we own dozens of platforms out there. So we appreciate you listening. What's up, sweetie?
Nah, I was thinking about we haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, I flow maybe off a little bit.
Yeah, I'm kind of lost for words right now, but I have to get back in the flow, so.
Okay.
So, excuse me out there.
Yeah, so what's up?
Nothing much. Just trying to get back in the flow of things. So
okay, yeah.
Which I will, y'all. Just bear with us.
Yeah. You know, we don't do something in a while. It's like you ain't rode a bike in a while. You be struggling. I don't know how to bike, and cramps kicking in that leg. Oh, you ride a bike all the time. It's easy to get on there and go.
Yeah.
But you know, we done over 80 episodes over the past. A couple years.
Mm-hmm.
I think our anniversary don't pass. Our podcast anniversary.
Really?
Oh. It was June. Was it 27th, 28th? Late June, 2020, I believe. It was in 2000. It wasn't 2019, was it?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think 2020. That was, you know, in the middle of COVID. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So how was your Thanksgiving?
Well, Thanksgiving was all right.
Mm-hmm. Was the food
was
to
good.
Your liking?
Yeah.
Okay.
That food run through you, don't it? Right. People out there, it was good. I want a bathroom at. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It was good. First time making dressing, y'all, so I did that.
You didn't get ate up in the middle of the night again, did
you? No. No, it didn't.
Oh, okay.
So I think it was pretty good.
So last time we checked in, how your weight loss going? That VSG surgery you had?
It's going great.
Yeah, actually next month. On the 20th will be your year anniversary.
It will, yeah. It will be a whole year. But it's going great, actually. It really is, and it works.
Has it been all cracked up? Is what you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, it is what I thought it was going to be. It is what I thought it was going to be. It's just, you know, how your mind play, you know, these tricks, not tricks, but your mind is like used to, I said it before and I said it again, it's just my mind was used to indulging in food, eating how much you want to eat, but you can think you can eat how much you want to eat, but you cannot eat how much you want to eat.
Yeah, I mean, your mind and your body are used to that.
Yeah, so really, to be honest, I'm just now, getting to the point where I fix a little bit of food.
Yeah, you still pile your plate. I'm like, what are you doing?
So, yeah, it took me a while to settle, a long while, that I can't eat like I used to. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot eat Chinese food no more, so it makes me sick.
Yeah. All that MSG they put in their food. Mm-hmm. And this guy at work was talking about that food. I used to load it up with MSG. It makes... A lot of these restaurants do that. These fast food, because it makes the food good.
Yeah.
It makes it like a chemical in it. It makes you like want it, like those McDonald's fries. And I haven't had no McDonald's fries in a while, but it'd be like, I want some fries. I know I cut back on some stuff. But yeah. Certain stuff after a while, I start tasting weird.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't never noticed that. You just ain't never noticed it. So your weight loss going all right?
It is. I lost a tremendous lot of weight.
Your doctor still be getting on you about certain stuff?
Yeah, he wants me to drink more water, just like somebody else.
Yeah. If it come down to water or a Sprite, you know who's going to win a Sprite over here.
Yeah.
A soda? Nah, give me that Sprite over there. A Sprite. So what's going on, sweetie?
Nothing much. Just finishing up this podcast. So,
anything to add, sweetie?
No, baby. I definitely want to come back tomorrow and do a quick
podcast. Yeah, we'll do another quick one because we ain't. I mean, if you know, life comes at you. Be busy, work.
Yeah.
You be starting school. Everything's coming up. You know, so sometimes you just. Stuff get put on a back burner. But we're going to continue to do the podcast, and I'm going to continue to release those like news shorts through the week.
Yeah.
Get in the mood of doing that to kind of keep content coming. Because, you know, for the past couple of months, we didn't have Nathan out there. I was already just recycling a bunch of stuff, which is good, you know. Okay. So, anything to add?
No, maybe.
Thank y'all for joining us. Like I said again, just check us out. Just Google Corey and Patricia Talking. I'll go to Spotify. Go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and dozens of other platforms to check us out.
Dozens?
Yeah, dozens.
Okay.
We on a few of them. We on the main ones, but we thank y'all for joining us. We thank y'all for sticking with us.
Yeah.
And anything else to ask, sweetheart?
No, just stay encouraged. No matter what you're going through, stay encouraged.
Amen. But once again, this is Corey.
This is Patricia.
This is Corey and Patricia Talking, and thank you. For joining us, and y'all have a blessed holiday and a blessed upcoming week. Take care. Goodbye. Check out our Verbal station, Corey and Patricia Talking, on verbal.com. This is Corey.
This is Patricia.
And we are co-hosts of Corey and Patricia Talking Podcast, and we are verbal ambassadors for personal journals.
Check out our playlist.